To put it mildly, Choi does not fit the image of an international arms broker. According to neighbors from the Sydney suburb of Eastwood who spoke with The Australian, the 59-year-old had been a soft-spoken regular at the local Korean Christian church until he began to travel to Pyongyang and adopted the North Korean cause. "I hated that my husband met with him," said the wife of a former friend. "All those trips to North Korea, he was very private, and we thought it was very strange." Ewan Graham, director of international security at the Lowy Institute, told the newspaper, "If North Korea is reliant on this kind of amateur one-man operation, it shows just how desperate they are." Even so, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Choi Han Chan faces charges of the gravest nature. He allegedly tried to sell software for missile guidance systems, gemstones, and coal that would have raised tens of millions of dollars for North Korea. He's the first to face charges under Australia's Weapons of Mass Destruction Act, and the first person anywhere charged specifically with violations of UN sanctions on North Korea. In its long effort to evade those sanctions, North Korea has gone to the black market to sell weapons, counterfeit currency, and drugs, including a shipment of 275 pounds of heroin discovered when a North Korean cargo ship called the Pongsu ran aground on an Australian beach in 2003. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.